Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. Allow me, first of all, to congratulate you on the excellent way in which you've been guiding our work, and this afternoon is a useful opportunity to engage in this interactive dialogue. So thank you for this opportunity. I'll pick up on the what was said by the German ambassador to explain what was in the working paper that I'm sure you have all, I hope, had a chance to look at. These specific proposals aim to help our work to make progress, while at the same time taking into account the differing points of view and understandings that persist, and take into account the need to give all delegations inclusively the time to come up with a consolidated and informed position on these systems, the prospective nature of which is, I think we will all agree, a challenge. The proposals from our two countries take into account a number of important factors. First of all, in descriptive terms, the fact that a law's autonomy must be understood to be full, and from that point of view, laws are therefore different from teleoperated or automatic systems. The second important consideration is the fact that, as technology currently stands, laws do not yet exist. And for the reasons that I've just mentioned, the negotiation of a legally binding instrument or a preventive prohibition has been judged premature by both of our countries. On this basis, France and Germany have made several proposals, and I will detail them now. Firstly, the adoption of a working definition allowing us to agree on the subject of our discussions. And this, of course, without in any way preempting a fuller and more precise working definition. Allow me to explain that. Without wishing to hamper our discussions on the different subjects of interest, it will be useful to move towards a common description, and this is a key element that will allow all participants in the debate to be talking about the same systems. Secondly, the possibility, as reflected in the document, of adopting a political declaration affirming that the high contracting parties share the conviction that humans must retain the ability to take the final decision over the use of lethal force. This political declaration would also, for example, recall that the rules of international law, not least IHL, fully apply to the development and use of laws. Thirdly, recommendations to improve transparency and trust between states in the field of laws, in particular taking into account Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions, which provides for reviews of the lawfulness of new weapons systems under IHL, and these form a fully fledged provision. And then there's also the idea of creating an advisory committee of technical experts within the CCW, which would make it possible for them to periodically report to the high contracting parties on new technological developments in the field of laws. And lastly, as a future step, there is the possibility of developing a politically binding code of conduct on the development and use of laws. That is an idea that is set out. These different proposals, then, could be things to think about when it comes to continuing our work in 2018, including in the format of a GGE with a renewed discussion mandate, which is what we call for. I would also conclude by once again thanking you for your food for thought paper, which is very useful, as well as by thanking the other delegations that have made contributions. And I would like to be able to come back to this subject later.